This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
They were wrong about blowing up the Giants. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. You're off your rocker a little bit. That's where you needed me to kind of calm you down. But you've been on fire today, Shasky. You've been on fire. I mean, stiffened kid.
So unfair.
Not giving a foul ball to a kid. I'm just explaining to Carter. If I call a foul ball, the first thing, look, I already got the moment of catching the foul ball.
Thank you.
I know I caught the foul ball, but I got to look at a kid who may never go to a game ever again. Knowing how fortunate I am, there's a little girl, there's a little boy. Here you go. True story.
Kenny Wardell. Now they'll be a fan for life.
Kenny Wardell had a friend who worked for the St. Louis Cardinals. And I took my mom to a game. First Giants game she'd been to in a long time. And so the ball boy was throwing a bunch of balls to us and stuff like that. I see a kid 15 rows up. Had no chance to get a ball. I get them, they give me a couple balls. I'm like, you know what? My first instinct. Here you go. Kid underhanded it.
And
I was so happy.
They lit him up.
They lit him up. He had his glove up like a little kid, 6 years old. Popped it in a glove. Boom. There you go. Like, what are we doing, Spadoni?
I mean, Burlingame, Monte, Sausalito, Shasky. I mean, these takes right now, it's unbelievable.
The softness from the older generation right now. It's so unfair.
Well, that's what happens now with social media and everything. I watch these players. I go to all these Warrior games. There's so many kids and people out there looking for autographs, especially the adults. You're so spot on with the adults. Because the adults, what they do.
Creepy.
And Willie put me on it.
Yeah, tell me.
They'll wait sometimes outside of NBC Sports Bay Area, waiting for Bully or D-Ride or Fezzi or whatever, Sergio Romo to come out of their car to stop to sign something. And they'll put it on eBay in an hour.
Yeah.
In an hour.
Yep.
That's insane.
In an hour.
That's insane.
So, you know, we go through it sometimes. It's like, Spadoni, you're going to get through this. When you get out and about, people are like, hey, Spadoni.
I've had it a couple times on my scooter, actually.
Right.
Yeah,
so you're going to get that. And I'll do that at the gatehouse. I'll try to take as many pictures as I can. Shay, what's up? But I got to get ready for a show, too. Yeah. I got to prep and make sure I'm right. And sometimes people are like, oh, man. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, man. I got to work. So the whole Shador thing, he signs autographs. He's kid-friendly. He's a good kid. Great kid. How about that interaction last week with the reporter?
I actually thought he handled it really well.
It was awesome.
He's like, hey, man, can you write something nice about me with, like, a twinkle in his eye?
Right, like, come on, Tony. What'd I do to you, Tony?
I didn't think the caption matched the video. I actually thought the way he handled it was very tongue-in-cheek and good-natured.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We're just getting some funny ones. I did see something that was actually cool the other week. It was J.J. McCarthy, and they're doing the one where they're at the table, and like people keep walking by, and like they just sign anything they want. But a kid, he was like maybe 5 or 6, like, hey, J.J., he literally asked, can I have your hat? First off, he's like, oh, yeah.
God,
he's like,
yeah.
And then, you know what? But, like,
can I have your hat?
No, but like, if you're the athlete in that situation and you say no, it's just like, I'm a jerk, right? He's like, and then what does he do? He gives it to you. He's like, sure.
Joe, why was yesterday special for me as a dad is because my son, I went down. I told Carter, hey, we're going to go take a couple laps. We're going to walk around. And we walked around. We had a great time. I have all these memories. I got videos, pictures, this, that, and the other. I didn't go out there expecting something back from someone who was competing. I was there for the memories and the quality time of me and my son. And then that happened, and it was like, wow, what a special moment. Now, I kept the two balls. I put them up in his room, whatever. He won't even remember it, but I will for the rest of my life.
What's the coolest signature you guys have actually gotten, though? Like, whether it's a kid or it could be, what is it?
So Mizuno, the guy who ran Mizuno, was throwing the first pitch at a Giants game.
That's pretty cool.
Decked out in Mizuno, and he was walking by, and my buddy Brian Cotter, who used to have really great seats, his dad was a contractor. They were like, hey, he could sign your hat. We're like, all right. We just like took our hat and he signed the bill of our hat. And it was the Mizuno guy draped in Mizuno gear.
Wow. The one time I sat.
So the greatest signature you have is the guy you don't even know the name of.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mr. Mizuno.
So Don Baylor, Robbie Thompson. I went to a day game against the Rockies like in 1995 during the down years of the Giants. They were awful that year. I think a dude named Bautista was pitching for the Giants.
Oh, not Danny Bautista.
Not Danny Bautista.
Was it Bautista? I could be wrong. Anyway, he got lit up. But a mentor of mine was like, hey, you want to try to get some autographs after the game? And I was like, sure, why not? It was the one time I'd done it. Robbie Thompson stopped, signed it. Dom Baylor with his fat ALCS ring, signed it. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And I had that ball for a long time. But other than that, I've never been into, as much as I love sports, hey, let me get your wristband.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get your towel.
I'm not it.
Hey, let me get an autograph. Like, that to me is, let the kids do that. That's
the moments.
Right? The moments.
I'm not a big, like, signature memorabilia guy. Like, none of that, like, the material stuff of that. Like, and I understand, like, people have their man caves and stuff. They have it. Like, that's cool. But, like, that's never been my bag. But 888-957-9570, they keep flooding in. When it comes to, like, signature, I brought up the Chameleon Air MJ one,
right,
which is just an all-timer. But I think of a guy like Steph Curry, right, as we're talking about the schedule being released, Bonte. Like, that's a guy like him or LeBron. They literally have to coordinate their lives in such a way to just steer it away from these people. Trying to have, like, a normal life for their children, and they have to coordinate it in a way where they're not around people like that all the time, which sounds just exhausting.
Yeah, no, D. Wright told me a story. They were in Vegas, and they were hanging with Wade and LeBron, and they literally had to walk through the kitchens of casinos to get to spots.
Oh, wow. LeBron and Wade. Those are, wow. That's those pretty incredible.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's the level we're talking about here. Yeah. You know, so, and a lot of athletes have to do that. I'm sure, you know, George Kittle probably gets that treatment sometimes in Vegas, or Fred Warner, because there's so many people asking for everything all day long. I always mention it when I was on the show. They can't go to a Starbucks like we can.
Mm.
They can't just walk. Draymond Green can't just walk into Bay Hill Starbucks and be like, hey, oh my God, everybody's going to flood him and he's not going to get out. You know what I'm
saying?
Says
to the barista, I thought you're talking to me.
Yeah, I'm shocked you're giving me this drink.
I randomly saw Draymond.
Shocked you're talking to me. Like,
is there a Draymond espresso? Yeah. Espresso for Draymond.
I was randomly at Emeryville Target circa 2018-17-ish. Draymond just happened to be there, and it was like during Christmas time, so he's taking kids out.
Were people going crazy?
Not really, because like it was so low key. Wow. But I can't picture that now, though. Like, that's the thing.
Nah.
Like, because it's just so much bigger now. Like, and that was still in the first couple seasons. They were champions already then, Bonte. But it's crazy just to think about that situation.
So Emporium used to be right here on Market Street, right, and there were the roof rides. And my grandma used to take us to it every year. KFRC would do the roof rides. And anyway, long story short, we're at the Emporium. It's Christmas time, and my mom takes us down there. Well, Joe Montana happened to be down there. The amount of people, and I'll never forget, I was a teenager, the amount of people that were like, Joe Montana, Joe Montana, like going crazy for Joe Montana. And he was just shopping with his kids. That's all he was doing.
He was in the suite for the NFC Championship game for the Detroit Lions.
Probably 12.
And everybody in my section is turning around taking pictures of Joe.
Oh.
Like, dude, watch the game. Let Joe watch.
He actually goes to my supermarket.
He's like, hey, I do want to watch the game or whatnot. So
Joe goes to my supermarket a lot. Like, I see him there all the time, and he is completely left alone. Like, people say, hi, Joe. But other than that,
it's
like,
a lot of land.
They just kind of leave him alone.
Yeah, a lot of people that have, you know, big real estate.
I thought you were going to go no snare on my
headphones. Kill me.
I thought you were going to go no snare on my headphones. Eminem in this NFC Championship game, who was flipping the bird to all the fans, and they loved that. But Bonte has no snare in his headphones. We'll get it fixed. It's okay. You couldn't hear Carter right there.
So here's one thing I will say about Bonte. You know, when you're on his level, right?
Nah, you're not.
Getting into the suite of LeBron and Dwayne Wade for the NFC Championship game with 40 Water.
LeBron was not there.
On the court, like your coach.
No, it was Darrell Wright.
Because Rocco, to this day, my boy Rocco, who I'm going to be with all weekend, he still tells this story. NFC Championship game at SoFi. Bonte's like, oh, hey, Rocco, let's go up to the E40 Dwayne Wade Gabrielle Union suite.
Oh, 40 Water?
So Darrell calls me. He goes, turn around. It is Dwayne Wade and D. Wright waving at Rocco and I. And Rocco, I see his eyes light up, right? He's like, oh, my God.
Like, his eyes didn't light up.
No, D. Wright's my guy. So at halftime, D. Wright's like, yo, come up and get a shot. come up and pour up with us. So I was like, Rocco, man, let's duck out and go to the suite for a second. And then we literally, Dwayne Wade walked over, dapped us up, Gabriel Union, where's my shot at? We all cheers, 40 nice. Walks over. And I was like, yo, D-Wright, we're going to watch the game. And he was like, oh, I can tell you guys are already in it. And then Rocco walks out and goes, man, I'm not going to lie, man, it's so tough to keep my cool in there. I was like, Rocco, man, I'm with you, dog.
SoFi is so sick. I'm going to be honest. I've only been there for a concert. So I saw Beyonce there, and it was the whole venue is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's really
amazing.
Nice.
But I want to get into. I know we're going to get Warriors. Into. Yeah. Nah, you know, because you know, you guys are talking about Stephen and whatever. The Shanahan sound.
Oh.
I love this type of Shanahan when he's transparent and keeping it real. We had the same issue when he was transparent about Trey Lance, and he broke down what went wrong with Trey Lance and what happened. He took us through the process of the conversation with Trey Lance. He gave him the option, and he's like, look, we'll find a spot for you, whatever. And everybody got on Shanahan, and they went out to win a lot of games with Brock Purdy. Shanahan goes on SiriusXM, and he said, hey, look, it's a little like 2017 and 18, where we had to reset the roster. However, because we don't like to listen to the full clips anymore, he's like, we got blue-chip players, though. As opposed to 2017. 2017, they had Buckner. And I was going to those games in 2016.
We didn't think of him that way at that time.
I was going to those games in 2016. It was bad. They were bad, bad. That was an expansion team. And they start to build it up. By 2018, when Jimmy Garoppolo got the contract, there was an expectation that the Niners were going to the playoffs. There was. Remember that first game when they played in Minnesota? We thought the Niners were going to the playoffs in 2018.
Not the fumble.
Yep. It shows how quickly Shanahan, Lynch, Salah helped flip this program. So what he's saying is like, look, we're going to be a different team in week 12. Ayuk's going to be back by then. You know, Pearsall's going to be a lot better. We'll see where CMC is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
is. The defensive line is going to be a lot better. We're not going to look the same in week one. It's going to be a growing process. We're going to have to build for that. And everybody's taking it like, oh my God, we're rebuilding. We're not going to the playoffs. No, this is football. You don't want to peak in week one. You want to get better by week 12, week 13, week 14. But with a lot of new young players, youthful exuberance, they're going to build week by week. And look, after 9 games, they may be 5-4. Which I expect them to be about 5-4. It did his go time in the second half of the season.
So I was explaining to him earlier this week about the Rams the last couple of years. There's this misnomer that the Rams have been this like elite team all year long. They went 3-6 the year prior and then found their way to 10-7. Just missed out on the playoffs.
Yep.
Last year, they were 1-4
yep.
to start the season. Went 9-2 down the stretch. Mailed in the last game because they won the division on the Sam Darnold throw to beat the Seahawks.
Yep.
It's not about what you start off with. It's about how you finish. And we view the Rams in such high regard. And I'm like, look, I get why we do. We give them the benefit of the doubt. But their seasons have been on the precipice in back-to-back years. And how they finished was not what it looked like in the middle portion of the year.
Spot on. Think about how Minnesota started. How did they finish?
Horribly.
Horribly.
I think still think their
two worst losses of the season.
Their roster is good, but Detroit.
They were 15-2.
Think about Detroit, how they started, and then by the end of the year, they were decimated with injuries on the defensive side. The Commanders. Mm-hmm. Where were they at early on?
If they don't get that Bears win on the walk-off, the whole season changes.
The Hail Mary. Yes, exactly. That was a big swing game for both franchises. And that swing game for the Niners and the Rams last year, we can't talk enough about it. Jake Moody missing a kick, Ronnie Bell not making a catch, the fake punt, the pass interference.
The kick return.
The Rams are about to blow everything up. So I don't get why I'm getting texted. Oh, man, Shanahan doesn't have faith in his team. Oh, Shanahan, no. What he's saying is we want to get into the playoffs because in the NFL playoffs, it is a crapshoot this year. It is a crapshoot year in and year out, especially in the NFC. So I love the transparency of Kyle Shanahan. I think, like, he's absolutely right because when I watch practice, okay, they're growing. Up to Stout is growing. Lucas is getting better by the practice.
Lucas
is
great.
How about Siegel, the young man out of K-State, is probably going to start at safety. He looks better than Tig Brown right now.
He's the free safety we've been looking for 10 years.
So they're getting better by the day. They're getting better by the day, but he's right. They're going to be a lot better in week 10 as opposed to week 5, week 4, week 3, week 2, and week 1.
And how they're going to start the season is going to be the question because, you know, it starts off right in Seattle. You got the division. Everyone keeps telling me it's an easy start to the season. And again, we're still a couple weeks away. We get there when we get there. But it's just when I heard it, and I understand where Niner fans are at because they've been so accustomed to be playoff contenders, Bonte, and wanting to compete for a Super Bowl. Unless you really have like Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, like unless you're the few teams with those two pieces, you're not doing that every single year. It's really hard to be able to do that. But Niner fans have been so accustomed under Shanahan, whether it's with Jimmy Garoppolo, whether it's with Brock Purdy, whether it's with all these different quarterbacks, they've been able to get it done somehow. I'll say this, and people want to say I'm pessimistic. I'm actually optimistic in the division. The more I keep hearing about this Matt Stafford thing, like, I have no idea what's going on with the Rams this year. And that's a huge wild card. He might be the biggest wild card right now before the season because I don't believe in Jonathan Gannon and Kyler Murray right now. I don't know what to make of them. I don't know what to make of Sam Darnold and Mike McDonald. I do know what I've seen from Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. It's just the question marks of the health right now. You mentioned CMC. We'll see where he's at. We'll see where Brandon Ayuk's at the halfway point of the season. I don't know. Trent Williams, I would like to see him enjoying practices. I guess he's just not doing that.
Protect him. He's 37 years old. I guess, get it.
Like, sure,
does Trent Williams really need to work and enjoy practice?
We said that. Last year, though, right. Bonte, when he's getting to training camp. Does he need training camp?
No. But yeah, he did. But he's been in training camp. That's the difference. Yeah. He's been here from day one. Now he didn't partake in the joint practice, and I know it miffed me a little bit not to see him against the Denver Broncos and go to work. But on the flip side, I'm saying, well, I've got this 37, 38 year old. Do I really want to risk an injury in a joint practice? I need him right for week one. And the fact that he's been in camp since late July, I'll take that as opposed to last year when he flies in on a private jet in the last week of August.
And he's doing IVs every game. Four games.
Every game. So he's fine. The whole thing with the schedule, too, we don't know. Like I hear the whole strip of schedule. The Niners, their schedule's so
let
easy.
Let it play out.
What have we been saying for the last 5 years? The NFL nowadays is a year-to-year league. You don't think Jacksonville is going to be better? You don't think Houston's going to be better? You don't think Tampa's going to be better or Atlanta?
We laughed at the Vikings in week two. We literally were laughing about Sam Darnold, then they ended up being one of the best stories in
football. I remember we were having an argument. I was like, defense, man, I don't know. It's the
Brian Flores.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
The Commanders. Did anybody think the Commanders were going to the playoffs last year?
How about the Broncos?
How about the Broncos and Bo Nix?
I mean, your opinion, everyone's opinion of them has changed.
Flipped completely. Yes. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers had no quarterback basically last year. It still snuck into the playoffs, so we don't know what team's going to be. Like the New York Giants and their defensive line. I think they're going to be better than a lot of people think. Abdul Carter, Burns, Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, they're going to be a lot better. So you look at the schedule and the way it works out with Houston and New York, going back-to-back, cross-country flights. I don't know, but I do think the Niners will be better in November and December as opposed to September and October.
If they lose to the Giants and Jackson Dart or whoever the hell's playing, Russell Wilson.
Anybody can lose to anybody.
I know.
That's a 10 a.m. start.
I know.
New York City. They got a nasty defensive line. They got Malik Nabers. They got a pretty... Dayball's not a bad offensive coach. Just haven't had a quarterback.
No, you're good. And well, and Bonte, I remember we were doing that show. I think it was either that whole week or the week leading up to the P.J. Walker Cleveland Browns. So I learned my lesson then when I said it's not good enough if you just beat P.J. Walker in the Browns. You got to beat him by like 25 or 30. And they ended up losing because Jake Moody couldn't make a kick there. Brock looked awful.
Coverage.
The sticky man coverage. He was barely sprinkling.
Sticky man.
And then he drops the ball.
Swartz,
oh my God.
Old shed ahead.
By the way, we were talking about Abonte. I want to get your thoughts on this about, because the Super Bowl is at Levi's Stadium, obviously, this year. That's going to be the big thing. It's the road to Levi's. You want to get there. You want to win. Obviously, we're all in agreement. Yeah, the Niners winning there. That's what everyone wants.
Yeah, of
that's
course. But who can't win?
What's the one team, Bonte Hill, what's the one team for you that absolutely cannot win the Super Bowl there?
The Eagles.
Okay, that's it.
Point blank.
Oh, Eagles. I had two others.
Cowboys.
I had three. No,
he's got a different number.
Yeah. Cowboys aren't getting there.
Chiefs.
Mahomes.
Yeah, Chiefs.
And Andy Reid, because that would give Andy four Super Bowls.
Yeah.
One more than Walsh. It would give Mahomes four Super Bowls, tying Tom Brady, and then McVay. Can't let McVay.
Yeah, you had McVay number one.
Can't let McVay number one. With his dad in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
He didn't even say the
grandfather. I'm a big McVay guy. You know that.
And I know you were talking about that.
You've won me over on McVay.
To me, it's the Eagles. Can't have those dirty
well,
birds.
Well, dude, they're 10-3 in joint practices.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you know that. We have the sound. Please play the sound.
Yeah, we'll grab it. Let me know.
Oh my God.
He'll let me know when he's got
Carter,
it. Because he played off
God.
The computer. But we're now doing
77% win percentage.
Win losses for joint practices. And we were going to have Jennifer Lee Chan on. She had a pivot. But that was the first question I was going to ask her. So, Jennifer, who won yesterday?
You know, after going to all these practices for the first time in a long time, it's seeing how people report our training camp. It's laughable. It is absolutely laughable that we keep stats of quarterbacks in practice. We keep stats of joint practices. When coaches meet before the practice, say, hey, when we do this, I want you to give us a certain look. We want to work on this. And the other coach say, okay, we want to work on this. We'll give you this look, or blah, 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 blah. And we're out here giving out winning percentages on joint practices.
Well, listen.
I would revoke his credential right now.
Here's Elliot Shore Parks right now.
What's going on, everybody? Day 15 of training camp just wrapped up. Day 2. Of the joint practices against the Cleveland Browns, and Eagles caught the L today. I thought today the Cleveland Browns won the practice.
I mean,
that from our sister station, Eagles reporter 94 WIP, Elliot Shore Parks.
Your boy.
Your boy. Yeah, you guys are tight.
He is such a Looney Tune. I mean, the guy, just pops up. That's the thing with X, too. I'm like, I'm not following this guy. Why does this stuff pop up?
X gonna give
Why?
It to you.
Yeah. Why? That guy's alluded to it.
Eagles
don't even
caught
know what
the L today. I thought today the Cleveland Browns won the practice.
Yeah.
Cancel the season. We lost to the Browns in the joint practice. Cancel the season.
Dude, they're 10-3.
10-3.
10-3 in joint practice.
I'm going to tell you, I think from what I'm reading, the Niners are now 1-1. They're 500. You took the L against the Broncos. I think they won yesterday against the Raiders.
I guess.
Purdy looked good. So that's good, guys. We're good.
I guess. It's just get the work in and don't get hurt, which is happening a lot with the 49ers.
Well, that's CJ West now, another hyperextension. Obviously, Michael Williams, we were there when that happened last week. Bonte on the field. We're all like, what the hell happened? He walked gingerly off the field. But they're saying it's the same type of injury. Doesn't make me feel better. Like, can we just get through these things healthy?
We're jumping the shark on piece. Like, I watch in order to do well. Yep. I watch that game.
Yeah.
But also realize he's going against twos and threes and guys who won't be on the roster.
He played in the third and fourth quarter I agree.
Jackson Dart. I thought Jackson Dart looked good. But he wasn't going against ones.
No.
You know, it's going to take time. So we just jumped the shark up. And I'm guilty of it. We got the Trey Lance video out. But you know what I found out, too?
Oh.
The Trey Lance video. And a lot of people are back talking about the Trey Lance stuff. And Shaskin and I have taken a bullet for that.
Well, Well, I look, you say things, and sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong.
By the way, the Chargers winning at Levi's with Jim Harbaugh, I think that'd be interesting. That's one I would
Yeah, but I don't hate Harbaugh.
I don't hate Harbaugh either. I think Niner fans will root for Harbaugh.
Now, people would be mad, though, at management if that happened.
They'd be mad at York, but whatever. Yeah. We always got to find something to be mad at. Listen.
Shout out Sports Talk Radio.
Shout out life.
I was going to say something.
Say it, Ray-Bans.
Nope.
Come on. Say it. What's up? What?
About Trey Lance.
Yeah, I believe it a lot. I moved on.
So you didn't like my take that Matt Chapman, Adamus, Jungu Lee, or Devers, two of the four should go?
No, you keep three of the four.
Okay. Well, so you're kind of with me.
Here's the thing with Giants fans. And we're so quick. It's amazing. First of all, it's amazing to me how many people want to just put Buster Posey's hand on a stick and say, ha, Farhan, Buster Posey hasn't even been here for a year yet. As the president of baseball operations, I'm not even holding water for him. The Verlander deal stinks. Should you have given Adamus a no trade clause? Probably not. I think Chapman has the same no trade clause. Mm. Probably not. But you know what? The guy tried to band-aid a roster that had the 28th ranked farm system coming into the season. So all these guys that everybody begged for, Wizard Hunt, we want to see Wizard Hunt. We want to see Harrison. We want to see Birdsong. How's that worked out? We want to see Wisely. We want to see Matos. We want to see all these guys in right field. How's that worked out?
Well, Schmidt's actually been decent this year. Landon Roop's been decent this year. Like, those guys have been positive contributors. They have missed on a lot of the youngsters.
No doubt. So Schmidt's been fine. It's a good development, but to blow it up, Shasky? Giants fans just start going back to the yard.
No. It's not blow it up. It's I don't like the nucleus of this clubhouse currently, and I think you do need to shake it up.
No, I think the clubhouse is fine. Hey, you've got to remember, Chapman was one of the hottest hitters in baseball before he got hurt sliding into that first base. Got hurt, derailed everything.
He was one
of the hottest hitters. Hottest hitters. Adamus. I heard you on the airways 3 weeks ago. I ride for Willie Adamus. We've got to ride for him. He's slumping right now. It sucks.
Well,
it's terrible at bats right now.
He's actually, to me, he's had a better overall season than Chapman, and that's a sad sentence.
Maybe. And the errors, like Adamus and the errors in the glove.
They both are top five.
They both are, but Chapman sometimes, you think about who's playing first base. Who's catching the ball?
Well,
is it all on Chapman?
I will tell you this, though. Both Adamus and Chapman have scud-missiled Dom Smith on numerous occasions, and he's made some great plays at first that have actually bailed them out. Devers and Wilmer, I will grant you, and Lamont.
And Lamont. So Lamont was terrible at first base. Terrible. Now he's out the league. So there's so many holes on this roster, and some people are saying, well, this roster is underachieving. They're underachieving. I scale back and say, well, is this roster even good? Ramos is an adventure in left field. We saw everything that happened the other
He's
day.
He's a DH.
Jungu Lee. Who is he as a baseball player? Who's Jungu Lee as a baseball player?
We don't know.
Right field. You got a hole there, right? Right field?
Correct.
What about second base?
Schmidt?
He's not a natural second baseman.
He's not. I like him in the corners.
Yeah, he's not a natural second baseman. So you need second base. You finally figured out first base. Catcher, do we need to say anything about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Patrick Bailey.
Yeah, we need another catcher.
And in the last two spots of the rotation.
Yep. And you have to rework the bullpen.
You have to rework the bullpen. So there's a lot of... So I don't know if the roster's underachieving. Maybe the roster overachieved early on and got our hopes up. And all of a sudden, we start thinking big things. And I was, too. Because when Devers got traded, I said, oh, my God, the Giants are going to contend. I'm back, baby. And it hasn't worked out.
Well, that's just it, Bonte. It's a good point because we were joined by either Dave Fleming, the Jim Bowdens of the world, the Keith Laws. When the trade went down, I think the fan base got so excited because people were telling us to be excited and to say, no, they're now legit contenders in the National League. It's like, oh, well, if these guys who know their stuff are telling me this, I'm going to start believing it. And that's why after they face-planted so hard since the Devers signing, or I should say trade, it's just been frustrating. And I think a lot of that, and this is what we do as fans, you go to the coach, right?
Yeah,
well, you just go. Look, and what do you feel about Bob Melvin right now?
Well, listen, Shasky, I'm not even trying to be that guy. But when everybody, the first thing when it was reported that San Diego's letting go of Bob Melvin, and every, I think of Mark Wheeler too, when I think about Bob Melvin. We got an adult in the room now. He's going to come to the Giants. And I was just thinking to myself, well, why is San Diego so willingly letting him go to a division rival?
We even were searching for someone from San Diego to explain that to us.
Right.
Hey, our boy Craig. What's his name? Craig whatever. And I actually texted him the other day. Elston. I was like, what really happened in San Diego? Because for some reason, fans and media members in this market was like, ah, that's San Diego. They're a joke. AJ Preller that. Well, how's it looking now, the last 2 years? And so I want a Steven Vogt. I want something different. Because everybody's like, well, we recycled Bochy. Bochy had one job. San Diego was his only job.
World Series.
We see Bob Melvin with the A's, the Diamondbacks, the Mariners, yeah. The A. Who else?
The Padres.
And the Padres. Oh, yeah. He's on his fifth team. Yeah. So it's not all about, like, players got to play at some point. But there's so many times I'm thinking, boy, they're aligned wrong. Wow, why is he going to this guy in the bullpen? Boy, Spencer Bivens, his ERA is over 6 since the 1st of July. What are we doing using Doval on an off day when you got a 7-1 lead? Like, and so the manager's going to work itself out. But at the same time, you got to hold players accountable.
Well, and that's what I get at. It's almost likening it to an NFL coach as NFL and college football is coming on. It's like when you start seeing a team lose, but it's because of tackling or it's because of penalties, that's on coaching. Like that's legit on coaching. So when I see Elliot Ramos scud the ball, but then we were told afterwards it actually wasn't his fault. It's because there's no one there at second base because of a missed assignment. That's even worse. And that is on management, and that is on coaching, and that is on everyone. And it's just a dumpster fire right now. We're up against it. We're going to take a quick break. Come on back, because I do want to get into your thoughts on the schedule, Bonte, as the Warriors schedule was released yesterday.
Kuminga crisis,
all of it. Bonte Hill in studio, courtesy of River Islands for the entire hour. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. We're going to be tracking that.
Well, you imagine if NBA teams scrimmage each other? Oh, let me tell you, the Clippers. They dominate the scrimmage.
I got a joke for you, Bonte.
my favorite of all time is
Europe right now.
When the Dream Team scrimmaged against all the college guys.
Oh, that's right. That was
still
a good
hearing about that.
Yeah,
Bobby
no
Hurley?
Doubt. Yeah. Oh, they really ran a dream team, and then it got beat by 40 the next day. I mean, come on, man. That's why we can't have Philadelphia come out here. I don't need Elliot Shore Parks in San Francisco. I don't need the Bubble Bath Boy, and who's the other clown who left WIP?
There's a lot of them.
John Marks.
John Marks. No, he is a Mark. That guy, he's on Twitter telling people, I absolutely hate Ponte Hill. I hate him. I was like, damn, I got to you like that? He used the word hate? Man. Rent free, baby. Rent free. So we can't have those jokers.
We need Hugh Douglas, though. You like Hugh Douglas.
Did you stiff him for an autograph or something? Like,
I don't know. He hates my guts. That's what he was telling people. I was like, damn.
You know what I hate? That the Warriors schedule.
Your boy
schedule...
Jason Dumas back out here, though. There you go. Yep.
Yeah. I love Dumas, but he can stay back in Philly.
Warriors schedule. My favorite of all the matchups early on. Just the first, let's just go like first two months.
Yep.
I love the Wednesday before Thanksgiving against the Rockets.
Oh.
That is a circle the calendar game for me on like three or four levels. I love that game. I kind of wanted that one for Christmas Day, but I get why they went Mavs.
So, doing a pod with Monty the other day, Dubstruck Podcast, that was the first game I brought up. The Rockets game.
Really?
It was the first game I brought up. Look, because you get the Kevin Durant.
Like, we got so many angles.
The Kevin Durant angle, and he's going at it with fans on Twitter. It's actually pretty amazing. I follow it all because I got too much time on my ass playing NCAA. Like, man, KD's really going at these guys. Ahmed Thompson.
What team are you running right now in NCAA?
So I started at SMU.
Oh, Southern Methodist?
Won a championship. Yep, yep.
I love the pony. Their jerseys are so clean.
Jennings, the quarterback. I was running a lot with them. And then LSU offered a job, and I was like, man, I can't say no to that. I got to go to the SEC. So I just played.
So now you have a Southern twang like Brian Kelly.
I'm here with my family, baby Chez.
So I got blown out my first year, real quick. I know nobody cares. My first year, I got blown out in the national championship by Oregon.
That's very Brian Kelly of you, actually.
Got blown out. Next year, I win it. Next year, I win it. My quarterback wins a Heisman, all the stuff. Uh-huh. Now, this year, I just played three straight games against Ole Miss, Bama, and Arkansas.
Oh.
I beat Ole Miss 7-0, beat Alabama on the last second field goal 20-17, and barely beat Arkansas with a last minute touchdown 17. So it's getting real in the SEC right now for the LSU Tigers. It's pretty sad how much I play that
before
game.
Before I get all to right. this, you went to schedule. Okay, do the schedule thing because I have to get into what we open the show with.
Because
I work with some people that are delusional.
All right, okay. So you
work with people. So you're not one yourself, you're saying.
Three back to backs in the first nine games. 15 back-to-backs in all, mm-hmm. 5 back-to-backs in the first 17 games.
Ugh.
So with the older core, with Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, how do the Warriors manage those minutes? How do they manage those back-to-backs? Do you think about the 6-game roadie up in November?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're starting off against the champs, Oklahoma City, and a lot of people in that building with the Golden State Warriors truly believe that they could beat Oklahoma City in the playoffs. So I'm eager to see that matchup. You got San Antonio on the back-to-back with a day off mixed in between. So you're playing the young upstart San Antonio Spurs. You got Jordan Poole and the Pelicans. And then I think you end the trip.
Jordan Poole and the Pelicans.
Yeah, you like that?
Kevon Looney, come on.
Oh, then you, got the back-to-back. You have a back-to-back with Orlando and Miami, which I prefer a back-to-back with Orlando and Miami because, remember, last year they had 5 days off in Miami.
Well, yeah, you play Beach dominoes. Flu.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah.
That was awful.
Draymond's boom at the dominoes. They were awful in that Miami game. But, Orlando and Miami. Yeah. My Orlando Magic with Paulo Banchero.
Your Orlando Magic.
You know,
Desmond
Bane. Your guy with the T-Rex arms.
I like Desmond Bane.
You know, he's good.
With his inflatable muscles.
Yeah, what we say when I got duped on that.
That was the best. He said Iguodala's muscles aren't real.
So, look, this schedule's crazy. A 10 a.m. New Year's Eve game. You got some 8 p.m. tip-off games I'm looking forward
to. Wait a minute. 10 a.m. New Year's Eve game?
10 a.m. New Year's
Eve. Is that a Sunday?
Yeah, that is a...
It says 1 o'clock at Charlotte. So 1 o'clock for them, but it'll be 10 a.m. for us.
Yep, yeah. Early.
Wow, what a weird game.
Yeah, what a weird game.
Like, pencil that one.
So, I always think of the Warriors when they're humming. And look, they won 48 games last year. They were in the second round of the playoffs, and I get there's a lot of doom and gloom because of the offseason. Mm-hmm. I keep mentioning maybe their big move was the Jimmy Butler move out in February. So they got ahead of it, kind of like Buster Posey got ahead of the Rafael Devers trade. He got ahead of it. But they won 48 games. Steph gets hurt in the second round of the playoffs. They have to get off to a... So I'm looking at those back-to-backs to see how they manage that and how well they can play because the West is loaded.
Well, that's the first five games against Western Conference opponents, right? You get the Lakers, you get the Nuggets, you get the Blazers. You got the Grizzlies. How are the Grizzlies going to look? Obviously, they signed the extension. They got rid of Bane. Are they going to take a step back? And then you got the Clippers, who are an interesting team for me, too, because they were so good. They were like, because
I've got something in my back pocket. Oh, I can't wait to hear you.
But the Clippers are an interesting team for me, right? Because they ended with such a hot finish, and they stayed healthy for the most part last year. I don't know if they could do that this year. Carter was telling me they have the most back to backs of any other team in the NBA. 16 back to backs for the Clippers. Another team they're going to be fighting for, right?
And in all these networks, no, you're right about the Clippers, man. They beat the Warriors all four times last year.
Yep. Swept them. In that last game in overtime.
Last game in overtime. Kawhi looked great. And you just look at the Warriors, they're still a big
Sixers
draw.
Sixers have the most back-to-back. But that's Sixers, the Clippers still have a lot, though.
But the Warriors with the 15 Sixers. Back-to-backs and the 34 national TV games, nationally televised games, Peacock, Amazon Prime. I'm eager to see how that works out. I do love the Peacock getting back involved with the NBA. It just feels like our childhood again. Like we're getting, and I see some of the things in some of the league meetings when it comes to NBC, and they are going to be so focused, hyper-focused on who's playing the game. So when you're watching, say, the Miami Heat versus the Sixers, you're not going to get people talking about the Lakers or the Spurs. You're going to be focused on the Philadelphia Sixers and the Miami Heat. Like that, we're getting back to the game.
What a novel concept.
No, you're right. Because, first, I'm with you. Think about it. The year, this is when it really jumped the shark, I believe. When the Warriors were playing the Celtics, and you had ESPN talking about, where's Kevin Durant going? You got the Warriors and the Celtics. 75th anniversary of the league. Steph Curry going against the Celtics on a parquet floor. Old school rivalry. And we talk about everything but the game, so we got to get back to the game. But I'm excited, man, to see how the Warriors try to extend this run, because I heard you guys talking about championships and expectations. Think about the Warriors, man. 2013 is when this run basically started, right?
2012, 2013, yep.
2012, 2013. Here we are in 2025, 26. Yeah. And they still have Steph. Still got Draymond. You got Jimmy Butler. We'll see what happens with Kuminga. You got Pods, who hopefully takes that leap, because the guy's a gym rat. Moses Moody, I'm eager to see what he does this year. And who they may sign once the Kuminga thing gets settled. Where are the Warriors going to be at 2025, 26? The fact that people still look at them is like, we got to beat the Warriors.
I believe this is the year Steph surpasses Bonds and Jerry Rice.
For longevity?
Yes.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
So, like, you're looking at basically, and Willie played in New York, so it's a little different. You're looking at Willie McCovey, Willie Mays, and Willie went down to McCovey, went down to the Padres.
Yep.
I mean, we are in, like, rare air for Steph.
He's not even on his mind right now. He talked with Larry Beal when ABC7, obviously, for the Curry camp, and he was sitting down with him, and he's like, hey, like, are you going to still keep doing this thing? He's like, yep, I take it 2 years by 2 years, and right now I have no signs of slowing down.
I mean, it's so unfortunate. I think back to that Minnesota series. Game one, 13 points in 13 minutes. And he had that look in his eye. We've all seen that look in his eye. But I was like, oh, God, the Warriors are going to steal game one. They may have actually advanced to the Western Conference final. But you think about the Houston series where it got extended. They could have just wrapped those jokers up at five. You got the proper rest. Maybe that doesn't happen. So feels like we were cheated out of it. And the fact is that Steph is still playing at a high level. So if he's playing at a high level, makes the game easier for others. And maybe they got a puncher's chance at making a deep run in the playoffs.
It's still the two old guys carrying all the views, right? It's LeBron, it's Steph. And it's opening night. It's Lakers. It's Warriors. And the last time they were in La La Land, who was it? Pods? Like 28 points.
Pods
remember
went
that?
Crazy.
He was balling.
Pods went crazy.
Leonard and Dibs' boy.
Well, it's our Valkyries correspondent. Valkyries Bonte.
I'll be out there Sunday. I got a hell of a day Sunday. U.S. Amateur on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Going to meet my boy, Coach Adam, from City College. Max
I was
and
out there yesterday.
He looked good out there in the club. I thought about going up there yesterday.
It was fun.
But I'm going to go out there Sunday with them and then hit the Valkyries game. Hit the Valkyries game.
So I'm glad you brought up the U.S. Amateur.
Yep.
You got all your Warrior takes out, right?
I got takes for
He's got takes for
you know me. I don't mail it in here.
So
I don't come. When have I ever walked into the studio and said, what are we going to talk about today?
Oh, never.
Yeah, there you go.
Never, no. But I mean,
shots fired, I know.
I'm just so good at what I do. It doesn't matter what you talk about. We're ready to roll.
Had to one up these, Fidoni.
Always. So yesterday I show up at the amateur.
You guys hosted together.
At Olympic Club. And the next thing I know, you know, I'm sitting LJ down. I put the backpack down. I order a burger. And Carter's boy's like, yo, I need you to answer something. And then Carter like jumps in front of him to try to say it. Now, Carter, explain to me exactly what you said. And I almost wanted to laugh at all of them.
If you give me 100 pitches from an MLB pitcher, I'm putting 3 in play with no defense in the field.
I said, I don't know about that. I have to take a look at your swing. I have to like get a look. I think 3. You're underrated.
All fastballs?
No. See,
I'll take off speed.
I
You know, you hear Bryce Eldridge can't hit off speed right now.
Oh, no.
Up in AAA.
Yeah, but Carter can. But Carter can.
Call Carter up.
But Carter should
20 strikeouts for Eldridge so last week.
Carter, call him.
I mean, Spadoni over here said that he grabbed rim in high school, which I don't believe.
I said I touched it. See, you keep fibbing. You said dunk, then you say grab. I said I touched the rim in high school, all right?
From on a ladder?
No, I jumped. Yes, white men can jump, Joe. Spadoni can jump, and I did it.
I think I'm working with some delusional individuals who really, truly think that they are on the level of a professional. And I go, I don't think you understand that if they don't want you to put the ball in play, you're not going to put the ball in play.
I mean, Guru thought he could beat Jordan Bell in a 1-on-1.
Still does.
And then we went to the World Tournament. It was like, damn, I don't know about that.
Oh, that's not very good.
I mean, who's his teammates? Like,
but what's the most delusional of, it could be you, one of your friends, the most delusional athletic achievement thing that they think they can pull off?
Well, I used to think that, I could last 10 plays in the NFL, no problem. No problem.
He thinks he can get a yard.
I can get a yard.
No.
If Hunter Renfro could do it, I can.
Are you kidding me?
I tell you what flipped my mind. Geno Smith on the New York Jets playing their Oakland Raiders. They used to let the media down in the last 5 minutes. So I'm on the sideline. And Geno drops back, and I can feel the hit from the sideline. And I say, yeah, I got no shot. I've got no shot at this. Dude, these guys in the NFL are like, they got muscles on top of muscles, dude. That like, what are we doing?
That was the game that Marshawn Lynch was dancing. That was the one on the sideline when they were dancing.
Vern Glenn. Eli told me, remember Mr. Involvement, Vern Glenn, when he went to 49ers practice? He says whenever he sees Jeff Ulbrich in a room, he still gets PTSD. Because they let Vern Glenn go down to Niner camp, put on a uniform, and they were playing with him like Justin Smith was slapping him around. But Ulbrich, he said he was seeing Tweety Birds. And he's like, I get PTSD. And I was like, this is the last time I'll ever do something like that. So we got to stop. Lucas Alexander said he's throwing 80.
90. What are we 90. Doing? 90.
Come on, we're too old for this.
That's 90. The most delusional one of all of them, let's be honest.
Spadoni tripled down and said he's the fastest guy at the station.
Yeah, I think I can outrun anyone at the station. I think I can.
Fonte.
But a lot of pop heavies. I think Grandy. My top three
Grandy
athletes right now.
Grandy wants it the most, that's for sure.
Top four athletes at 95.7 the game. Just observing from afar. Lubman's in that category. You see how jacked he is.
I said Lubman was sneaky athletic.
Mark Grandy.
Okay.
The Grandy Evan one. Giddings. And I can't believe I'm going to give this guy some credit. I can't believe I'm going to throw him in this category. Because he'll probably get hurt. But Joe Shasky.
Wow. Oh, okay.
I did not see that coming.
Oh, wow. You guys play softball every day. Yeah. I swear to God.
Won another championship.
I mean, he lets us know all the time. I thought he was going to have one of these where he thinks
he will get hurt in a marathon or something. Like, an injury, it's waiting to happen. Like, we just know certain guys are injury prone.
Boxer and Gerson.
Call Hillary.
Thank you.
You know, but
that made me feel good.
But you know what?
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, see, you see that? See,
I didn't see that coming.
You wouldn't have said this.
I look at Carter. Carter's washed. I see Guru. Guru's probably going to be mad at me. Steiny, come on.
You know, Carter's...
Dibs has no knees.
No, he's got no.
I think Willard might be able to beat Spadoni in a race. I really do.
None chance. He's beating me. He's like 20 years old.
I don't know. I think you're underrated. I think Willard is an athlete. I honestly think Willard is more athletic than you're giving
him. He can shoot the ball. He's not running.
I've seen him play catch. I've seen him move. I think he moves pretty well.
Well, Mark Willard's listening right now because I know he's always listening. 888-957-9570. Or you have my number, Mark. You can text me what you think about that. I like my chances. That's all I'm going to say.
You must believe
you wish to achieve. I'm just saying, I got confidence in myself, Joe. I got six brothers. I was born and bred for this stuff. All right? I was getting beaten up at the age of 2.
That has nothing to do with if you
I had to run for my life from these guys, all right? Ding dong ditch legend just over here. Okay?
Am I delusional? Nah, I'm not going to
say it.
The Giants and Rays tonight.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking, could I do pregame tonight for Laura? Laura's going to go to the game.
Like, people are saying you're shorting Whitley Sandretto. You're saying we were shorting Whitley in these athlete conversations. She did play basketball collegiately. Oh, silence, Whitley.
I don't know.
If you're listening, I got your back. I got your back.
I don't know.
Can you imagine? Wow. Have you ever seen the JUCO King? He has the YouTube channel.
No.
Well, I'm not a Trevor Bauer guy, but he's gone up against Trevor Bauer. Dude, this guy played junior college, but he's a good player. He can barely put the ball in play against Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer's like toying with him.
Yeah.
Like toying with him.
I mean, I
don't think these guys understand. Like, if these guys don't want you to put the ball in play, it's going to be almost impossible.
Sometimes when I listen to Spadoni, I think he's trolling. I mean, I like today when he was talking about Shador Stiffen and he would be mad at him if he didn't get Biddy an autograph. I'm like, man, he's got to be joking.
What?
Like, these kids, I'm telling you, Shasky, the next generation of sports fan,
delusional.
You guys are cooked. You guys watch too much First Take. You watch too much of these damn talk shows, and you don't know how to discuss sports. And you're delusional as hell.
I'm telling you,
it's cooked. I'm looking at X every day, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm
going to drive myself crazy. Are you looking at X, or are you taking the X? What are we doing, Bonte?
Taking both. I'm looking at taking. I need to. Being on this damn app, I'm telling you, the day they fire me, it's a day you will never see me on these apps again.
Such cap.
Come on.
You're so funny.
You'll be on NCAA talking the smack with someone.
As you're doing videos from your living room about the Giants with a bucket hat on.
Talking Colorado football.
This is where you're wrong, too, Shasky.
I would rather be the Buffaloes.
You went crazy off a Tuesday night game against the Padres. By the way, that's as close to Radio Bonte as you'll see on television Tuesday night in case you watch the postgame
show. Oh, you were hammering them.
Did you hear it?
I did.
Sunday was the day that was done. When you get shut out by the Nats and lose the series against Washington.
Oh, that was,
that was the death, and the funeral was Wednesday for the Giants, Wednesday afternoon.
No one to blame themselves, as you see the Mets free fall, by the way. They're looking like they are a mess. New York in general.
How many games are the Giants out?
5.5 still?
They still got a shot. They're the fourth worst team in the National League.
I know. I mean, I just got some since July 1st.
Oh, I had all the numbers yesterday.
Yeah, they are the worst team in the league.
18-32
Since June 13th.
Yes, and I went from the Devers track. You went to the Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
guys,
that's a 36% win percentage. What do you think? How many teams in baseball, and can you name the teams in baseball worse than that if you were to go the whole? That's 50 games.
Yeah.
Who in baseball has a worse winning percentage?
Rockies.
Yes.
Pirates.
No.
Rockies. Oh, Nationals.
Nope.
No, really?
Rockies, or White Sox.
Rockies, White Sox. Wow.
In terms of their overall season,
yeah.
25% win percentage for the Colorado Rockies, and White Sox are at 34%.
What if the Giants
beat the White Sox?
Hey, that's aging well. Listen, just sell. Just fire.
No. We're not going to do that.
Such a catch-all.
We're not
going to do
that.
That aged so well. That one, maybe not so much.
Listen.
That's my favorite one.
He fought me on Blake Snell for months.
Don't sell Snell. That's what
Sell Snell because you weren't going to get nothing for him.
But you didn't get a comp pick.
Yeah, who cares? It's his team.
They need a second pick. They're not going to hit on it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. The Niner fans are waiting for Mikael Williams, the fella, to say, look, they can't hit our first round picks. No, listen. If they sweep the Rays.
Stop.
If they sweep the Rays at the end of the weekend, they'll be back.
You back?
Well, I got no choice but to be back.
Oh, my God.
I got to keep you guys entertained on television, man. King of propaganda.
Well, we got no choice but to hit Fast Five right now.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Mm. Only from Xfinity.
Reds are frauds to me. Even they won the damn Super Bowl, they're frauds back
here. If they win it again,
even when they won the Super Bowl, they were frauds.
Frauds to
me.
The Super Bowl champion ever, man. Ever.
They're the last ones to win it at home.
They went back to back. I knew both years they were frauds.
We were at that NFC Championship game. They literally stole that from us.
Odell Beckham was so good.
He was so good in that game. Nine catches, 113.
I felt bad when he went down to the Super Bowl.
Dude, they stole that. Jimmy Garoppolo, I cannot get over it. The crowd's roaring.
It was the pass to Juwan Jennings on second down.
No.
Throw it into the stands.
It was the tone setter. We just watched the Bengals beat the Chiefs on the big screen.
Yep.
They come off for kickoff.
The chicken nuggets Niners, were so good.
Niners force a three and out. Niners force a three and out. Every Niner fan is standing up in the stadium, and it's a third down shotgun, and Kittle.
My dad grabbed me. He goes, Kittle, he's open!
Kittle would have ran to Rocco and I directly to the seats. I swear to ask
and
Rocco.
And you all would have went to the suite.
And dude, when Jimmy airmailed it, I think it was either me or Rocco, but one of us said, oh, we got bad Jimmy today. We got bad Jimmy.
My dad kept saying, that's the game. I go, that's the game? It's the first drive.
No, it was so huge. And then Aikman. Where's the Aikman sound? I remember watching it back.
And I'm afraid it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done. It's all time.
Opening monologue for that game was spot on. These quarterbacks, because their fans are roller coaster ride. I was like, what?
Jaquaski Tart, get up.
Just get up.
Spadoni, you remember we interviewed Zukoski Tart? He never got the job.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's when he was the Eagle for a second. Remember that?
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
That might have to be the case this year for the Rams if Matt Stafford can't get healthy. And Devontae's going to... Can we have the Devontae sound somewhere? Every day I get effed up. It's so good. Devontae and Jimmy part two.
I ain't never been hit this many f***ing times in my career. Every game I get f***ed up.
And from literally from Rams training camp yesterday, I saw a post, more medicine balls from Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah. If there was live tackling, they said Devontae would have gotten decapitated. That's what they were saying yesterday.
Jimmy's the gift that keeps giving.
Dude, he's carried the station.
And Draymond.
What, four athletes who's carried the station in the last...
Draymond.
Jimmy.
Kevin Durant.
Not Trey.
Shanahan in general.
Kaminga.
He's rising up. Oh,
Farhan's there.
Kaminga carried the summer.
Well, actually, I seen Matt Nahiga's email. He goes, "You guys have done a great job of talking Giants this summer." And I felt like it was a shot at me because the last 2 years, I was telling Giants, don't spend a dime.
Nah, it's the solo shows from Loveman.
They were saying you're taking a great cue from Bonte on television and building off of that every day. And that's what he was saying. That was Fast Five, by the way.
If we were doing a deadlifting competition here at the station, Loveman power rank number one.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years. Guaranteed. E-Dog, Evan Giddings, Daryl the Guru Johnson next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.